And if someone asks if you're able to do something, you say, sure, I.
Sure, I can do it.
And if you're not able to, you say, no, I.
No, I can't.
And if you just refuse to, you say, no, I.
No, I don't want to.
Or they ask you, will you? You say, no,
I. No,
I
won't. No, I won't.
And someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup and I went all I'm going to today.
And I've done all I'm going to do today.
Do you ever say I've done and worked, or I've done worked all I'm going to?
No. I've done all the work I'm going to.
And you tell a child you're not doing what you
were told to do?
Or what to do.
What you were supposed to do.
What's another way of saying that?
You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not minding.
Meaning what you should do. You're not doing what you... What's another way of saying should? Do you ever use the word ought?
What you ought to do. Yes. Ought.
If a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
He wasn't supposed to do, or he shouldn't have done.
Or he...
He not oughtn't have done. I don't say that. I don't say he oughtn't have done that. I say he shouldn't have done that.
You ever say shouldn't oughta?
Yeah, you shouldn't oughta do that. I've done that before.
And a child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
I bet you won't do it?
Or using the word dare, I bet you.
I bet you won't dare do it.
Do you ever say dastn't do it?
No.
And if you had done something that was hard work all by yourself and all the time you were working, friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help, when you get through, you tell them, instead of just standing there, you know, you might...
Give me a hand.
Or you finish working, but you say you might...
You might have given me a hand and you might have helped me out.
Okay. And if someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week or sometime, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
I might be able.
What about Mike could?
No, I don't think so. Mike could do it. Well, yeah, I guess I could say that. I might could do it for you. Yeah, I would.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
An owl.
What do you call a little one that makes a scary noise?
A little owl, you mean? A little what?
Well, it's a
screech owl?
Hmm?
A what?
What?
A screech owl.
Okay, do they have those around here?
I guess so. I don't know much about owls around here either. Hoot owls is what I usually hear them, you know, say. It's an old hoot owl.
What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
Any other name for them? Or a name for a big one?
No, it was a woodpecker.
What about peckerwood?
Oh, now that's what Daddy says. Oh, but I thought he said that to be funny.
He says,
it's a peckerwood. Well, he'd say it to the kids, and I think he's being funny.
Did you ever hear that word used about people? Call somebody a peckerwood?
Yeah, they thought he was a dumb dodo or something. It's a peckerwood.
And a kind of black and white animal that's got a strong
smell. Skunk.
Hmm?
A skunk.
And
another name is a siffy cat.
Is that the same thing?
I think so.
What general name would you have for animals that, say, would come and kill chickens?
A possum.
Or just a general name for any of those?
Well, Mother and them would probably say all the time a siffy cat.
Mm-hmm.
That would be...
Well,
a varmint, you mean?
Huh?
A varmint?
What would be a varmint?
That would be an animal that... A little varmint, a little thing that came and killed your stuff or got your eggs or something like that. That could even be like a snake or something.
Would a rat be a varmint?
A rat, yes.
And
they're not minding very well. Be quiet.
I ain't got nothing in my lunchbox.
My kids.
A kind of bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
A squirrel.
What different kind?
Okay, I've heard of flying squirrels. I don't know any other kinds. A squirrel's a squirrel to me. A bushy-tailed squirrel, yeah.
And something kind of like a squirrel. It's got little stripes down its back.
A chipmunk?
Wait.
A chipmunk.
Michael John.
Yeah, I'm the quiet unless they send them outside. You want?
It's just about over. What different? Do y'all have chipmunks around here?
I don't think. No. I don't think.
And what different kinds of fish would people get around here?
Oh, out of the lakes, you get different kinds of perch. You get bass. You get there are several kinds of catfish. You catch gar, which aren't good for anything. Out of the bays, you get trout, redfish, different kinds of perch. And you get there's several different kinds of catfish. They call them by different names.
What else besides fish do people get from the bay?
Besides fish, they get crabs, shrimp.
They get what?
Crabs or shrimp.
And if you wanted to buy some of those, you'd ask for 2 or 3 pounds of
crab.
Well,
I don't know.
2 pounds of
a shrimp.
Did you ever say shrimps?
Well, only when I say he shrimps a lot. You know, because I'm...